we're in a storm right now, and this car literally just drove up this. I don't even know what happened. I think the wind took it. So we're in a storm right now, and this car literally just drove up this. I don't even know what happened. I think the wind took it. But this is what's happening right now in Suffield on Mountain Road.
It's a one-of-a-kind freak accident as a mom and her two kids find themselves trapped in an upended car. The vehicle is actually standing straight up in the air.
I need someone to come quickly. We're facing straight up. My two kids are in the car. Please hurry.
The bizarre accident happened when kindergarten teacher Lisa Bollier was driving in a lightning storm with little Drew and Noella outside Hartford, Connecticut. A telephone pole suddenly snapped in half, and Lisa somehow ended up in this crazy position. It's even worse than it looks because the car is caught in a power cable.
Oh my gosh, I think the thing is gonna fall. You have to hurry. I don't know if I should turn my car off or not.
It was a cable that was low to the ground, and my car somehow got tangled in it, and then instead of snapping, the wire just kind of like slingshotted back up and carried my car with it.
Stay in the vehicle. Do not get out of the vehicle for any reason.
Okay.
Keep the windows up. Okay. Do not leave the vehicle.
Are we safe in the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. As long as you stay inside the vehicle and the windows are up.
It was an excruciating wait for help to arrive.
Is the fire department coming?
Everybody is on the way.
You promise?
Yes, ma'am. They're on the way right now. I'm going to stay on the phone with you until they get there, okay?
So make sure we're safe?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to get electrocuted.
You won't, ma'am. As long as you stay in the car, you will not get electrocuted.
When fire crews get there, as promised, the cool-headed 911 dispatcher stays on the line with Lisa for another 30 minutes.
How are your kids doing?
They're okay. They're scared. Okay. They're very scared.
That's why you need to stay as calm as possible, okay?
He was just very reassuring with every question that I asked him.
Lisa and her children got out safe and sound.
Nice to meet you.
And we were there when they said a huge thank you. First to the dispatcher who helped them stay calm, Jeremy Schusler, and then at the firehouse where the rescuers got cards and cupcakes. Fire Chief Charlie Flynn says he couldn't believe it when he saw the car's crazy position.
Seen cars drive up the guardrails or off the guardrails, up the guide wires, you know, and crash into a pole, but never anything where it's caught them as they were driving by like that.
A happy ending to a truly freak accident.
Oh my gosh, you have to hurry!